purpose is how I can raise up ordinary men, turning them to become supernatural beings, financial apostles, making life better, bringing people from the dungeon of sin, bringing them into the faith, planting their feet, and rising them.
What he knows! What he knows!
Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 through 5. Arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nest at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of Gentiles shall come unto thee. Let's add two more verses, 6 and 7 to 8. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of the Median and the Ephah, and they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Verse 7, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on thy altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. I will glorify the house of my glory. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, and I will read downward to help us. Exodus chapter 33. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I want to show mercy. Ay, ay, ay. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And he said, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Go on. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock. And I will cover thee with my hand while I pass. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen. Verse 24. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. Somebody shout a bigger amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I am ready for God's glory. Shout it well. Today, the Lord will be speaking to us on what I titled Created for Glory. Tell your neighbor, created for glory. I didn't hear you well. Shout it well. Say, I'm created for glory. Say, I am created for glory. I didn't hear you well. Say, I'm created for glory. You were not a product of coincidence, and you were never a product of emergency. You were not a product of a manufacturer that needed to market a product quickly, and so as a result of that, put one and two together to immediately produce you.
every product that is produced has a specific need to meet. And there is a mind and a goal and a mindset of the manufacturer. Products are not just created, they are created to solve a problem. God is your manufacturer. I am happy to submit to you that there are so many kind of products made in Taiwan, made in China. Of course, when you hear made in China, there are so many things that come across your mind. Made in Germany, made in US, made in Nigeria, and made in Aba. So all these products are made. But I can tell you, you are made in heaven. Am I talking to somebody here? You are not a product of any best manufacturer on earth. You are a product of God. And so you are not a biological accident. Am I communicating? You are not a biological accident. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. He said, and God created man in his own image. And in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. I've explained that male and female were created before they were formed. So I said, God created us before he formed us. When you go to Genesis chapter 2, you see how God formed man. So man was first created before he was formed. And so when God was creating man, he did not create man alone. He created the male and the female. So the woman was already created before God caused man to be formed. And now made the formed man to fall into a deep sleep. Then out of the rib of the formed man, he now created and formed the woman. So the woman was already there with the man from the beginning. So I love the teaching that said it was because the man was lonely. The creation of the woman was not as the loneliness of man. It was God's prophetic agenda from the beginning. So women were not product of necessities. No, they were part of God's plan. God created man, not in any other image, in his own image. The manufacturer of your life, when creating you, he looked for every other standard to use. The only standard he saw that was qualified to carry and radiate his kabod and Shekinah glory. It was his own image. When he created dog, he looked for some other image. When he created lion, he looked for some other image. When he created elephant, he looked for some other image. But when he came to you, he said, no. This one is to show and manifest my glory. And I cannot allow a lion to manifest my glory. It is only a man that is created in my express image that can carry my kabod, that can carry my glory, that can carry my glory. So God looked at man and said, no, whatever I want to do, I want to make you to carry my own image, to look like me, to look like me, to talk like me, to think like me, to act like me, to dominate like me, to conquer like me, to rule like me, to see like me, to hear like me, to perceive like me, to walk like me, to be in order like me. You are not a product of failure. You were created in the image of God after his own likeness. Am I teaching somebody something? My God. I'm helping you now. Am I helping you? When we say something is an image, it's a reflection of another thing, and it looks exactly like the other thing. What does that mean? I don't know how angels were created, but I know how I'm created. And the way I'm created, I'm created in the image of God. That's why the devil was mad. How can you carry a little dust from the ground and now form him to be like you and break your way into him and now make him to be? He said, who is man that thou art mindful of? Who is this man that you brought out of dust and you deposited your glory? Who is this man that you placed your power and deposit and made him look a little lower? You are not just a nobody. You are created in the image of God after his likeness. If you don't like me, it doesn't matter. I am an express image of God. Am I teaching here? I feel like talking here. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? They might not like your face, but your manufacturer created you to be like him. You don't get it. Other manufacturers create products that will not challenge their integrity and personality. But your own manufacturer, when he was creating product, he created a product that will look like him. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody here? You are not just an afterthought. You are a child of God, a royal nation, a peculiar person. You have been set aside to show the wonders of God. I am not just exciting you. I am making you to see the revelation of your identity. If you don't know your identity, you will die a nonentity. Can I teach here? Sit down. Can I talk here? Where you know your origin, you become original. Am I talking to somebody here? Ladies and gentlemen, you are created to create. I say what? You are created to create. No wonder whatever Adam called the animal, so they were authority. You are lion. You jump around. You are monkey. You are cat. You are dog. As he named it, it was so. Can I tell you this? Whatever you name your problem, your situation in life, that's how it will be. Death and life and your tongue. You don't know who you are. You are a kabasopeya. The scripture saying, know ye therefore that ye are God's. Small G O D A. Say, know ye therefore that ye are God. He told Moses, I will make you a God to Pharaoh. Kaba Kosia. I prophesy. The world is about to see your glory. Now, you are not created for yourself. No. You are not created to give birth, have children, send them to school, raise them up, buy one good television and build a wonderful duplex or a house, and then have a car and live normal and call it a success. That's not success. That's necessity of life. It is necessary that you have that. Having a car is not a luxury. It's not making you a big man. It's a normal thing. Go to advanced country. 17, 18 years guy, you drive the cars and some of your senators are driving. So that does not make you a big man. Am I talking to somebody here? There's something you were created for. It's more than eating and drinking. You were created for his glory. You were created for what? His glory. His glory. Now, there is the glory of God and there is the glory of man. These are the two dimensions of glory. The glory of God and the glory of man. And there's a certain thing we call glory in the secular world that is not really glory. It's just mere display or splendor. But you see, the glory of God cannot be seen in this visible world until a man allow himself to be a gateway for the glory to be revealed. You get what I'm saying now? The glory of God cannot be seen in his endless manifestation until a man allows himself to carry that glory, and the glory should be seen. The glory of God is the deposit of God's power and radiance upon a man's life. The deposit of God's power and radiance upon a man's life. You are a product of glory. And nobody's glory can stop your own glory. Can I say this? Since the exit of Michael Jackson of blessed memory, are people still singing? Are they popular musicians? Does his exit stop the musical world? Thank you. Since the exit of blessed memory, Kenneth Hagin, are people still preaching? Are people still raining? Does his exit stop people from raining? Since the exit of Archbishop Benson Idahosa of blessed memory, are people still preaching? Are people still breaking records? Does his exit stop the work of God? So let me tell you, nobody can stop your glory. Can I say this to you? Anybody who say, I am living your life, let me see how you become, the person is just lying. Minus that person plus God, your glory will fulfill. Nobody should make himself your God. If the one who created your life is still alive, your glory is alive. Your glory is alive. Even the dry bone of Elisha was still radiating miracle. How much more you that is alive? Your glory will shine for the world to see. It does not matter what anybody say. You were created for glory.
Sit down.
Now, Isaiah chapter 60. Let's read that quickly. I have a lot to say so that I can push up. Arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. There are certain glory that will not rise until you arise yourself to shine. It means to arise and shine is a matter of choice. Success is a mindset. Manifestation of glory is a mindset. God said, arise and shine. What does that mean? Stand up, show forth what I have put inside you. If you don't show it forth, my glory cannot rise up. So I discover, for any glory to rise up, men have to rise up. For any destiny to shine, a man has to rise up to shine. It means in life, life does not give you what you desire. Life gives you what you demand and command. In other words, we are not in the days where you sit down and say, I know that job will come. I know that car will come. You can't get it like that. There are so many people who are fighting for that. You have to rise up and go to where the job is. And as you get there, the Bible said, the glory of God will be risen all over you because you have taken charge. You don't wait for it. You demand for it. Hear this. Joseph told the cupbearer, when thou art strengthened, remember thy brother. If he had not opened his mouth, the man would have not remembered. The man even forgot. But because Joseph opened his mouth to talk, that was why He was remembered. Do you know that a lot of you, you are around breakthrough, but you don't know how to open your mouth to say, give me. There's what I call foolish pride. Foolish pride. When to ask, you don't know how to ask. When to knock, you don't know how to knock. When to seek, you don't know how to seek. You are waiting for somebody to bring food to your table. Right from the days of John the Baptist, even up to now, my kingdom suffered violence. The violent man shall take it by force. We are in the days where destinies have to be enforced. Where destinies have to be enforced. You take your marriage by force, your job by force. If you are on my way, I crush you. I am a bulldozer without break. You cannot stop my next level. You cannot stop where I am going. I know what I can. I know where I am going to. I refuse to sit down to negotiate. Right from the days of John the Baptist, said Jesus, my kingdom suffered violence, and the violent man shall take it by force. I take my husband by force, my job by force, appointment by force, my glory by force, my next level by force. I refuse to sit down. Sit up. God is not against your ambition, because your ambition is the younger sister of your vision. You hear me? Your ambition is the younger sister of your vision. Your vision without ambition equal to destruction. Ambition is the driving engine of vision. Ambition is to anticipate, to desire, to praise. Vision is to see with a capacity to bring it to pass. But if you don't drive, ambition is that drive that make vision to manifest. Ambition becomes wrong when it is an inordinate ambition. Am I teaching here? Do you know why some unbelievers are blessed than you? They are more ambitious than you. You have vision, but you don't have ambition. You keep seeing. And it's good to see. It's good to plan. It's good to have good focus. You talk about it, but no drive. You just walk around. Say, this is what God has shown me. I'm going to take over the world. How will you take over the world? God, show me my house. Ambition will push you to price the land. Sometimes you need that. If you don't have that, you can't go forward. God, show me my husband. Uh-huh. If God has shown your husband, do you stay at home? There's a way you think about marriage, and marriage will come your way. You are too relaxed. You see yourself. You are too relaxed. You are not thinking about getting married. You are sleeping. You have turned to Yokozuma because you have forgotten. You have forgotten that you need to marry. Am I teaching here? There's a way you will not think about what you are supposed to. When you are too relaxed, there are certain things you can't get. Verse 2. Let me go there quickly. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. What does that mean? There is no glory that can be appreciated if there are no gross darkness. Gross darkness are trials and troubles. He said, it shall cover the people. It will be all over. There might be 10,000 people covered with that gross darkness, but his glory will locate you and arise upon you in their midst. What does that connote? It connotes that no matter how dark the night is, the day will break. Leave that scripture. Let me read it quickly and move forward. Shabakata bayata. Quickly. That same scripture. He said, no, please, verse 2, please. He said, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. There's a way God's glory comes upon a man. People will see it. They will see it. They will see it. If they have not seen it, that's why they are not attacking you. If you don't have enemies fighting you, they have not seen it. You are a city that is set upon the mountain. You are not just a city, but a city upon the mountain. How can your glory be hidden? If they have not attacked you, they have not seen it. Until you go now. When they see the glory, they will attack the glory. If you have not been attacked, the glory has not been revealed. When the glory is revealed, people will see it. Your enemies will see it. Your friend will see it. Your nation will see it. Your family will see it. Your opposition will see it. Your friend, everybody around will see it. If you say, I am blessed, no matter how you hide it, people will still see it. If people have not seen it, you are not blessed. The glory has not been seen. May they see that glory. The way you are shouting that amen, I don't know whether you believe it. Viewers, wherever you are, I say, may they see that your glory. Okay, verse 3. Look at what the Bible says in verse 3. In verse 3, he said, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. There are certain things that bring people to your light. The Gentiles are unbelievers. It's not that you carry tract and go to give them. You did not give them invitation, IV or whatever. You did not say, come and worship in my church. They will come to your light. You don't understand. There is darkness all over. All of a sudden, they saw one little candle light. And everybody say, where is that candle light? They're going direct to where that candle light are. They went to do evangelism in this end time. It's not to carry microphone and be preaching in a bus. No. Once the glory of God comes upon your life, Gentiles shall come to your light. They shall come to your light. The unbelievers shall come to your light. You will not tell them to be born again. They will tell you, we brought ourselves to be born again. You don't get me. We brought ourselves to be born again. May your destiny and your glory convert unbelievers. I have seen people come to meet me and say, I never believe you. I never trust you. But I have watched you over the years. I am an atheist. I don't believe in either that or that. But I have told myself, I don't care how. That God that is behind you, that could take you within 8 years to do whatever you are doing now, I like that God and I want to serve that God. Am I talking to somebody here? I didn't tell them to be born again. They came to my light. They came to my light. They came to my light. You might not like my face, but Gentiles are coming to my light. Gentiles are coming to my light. Gentiles will come to your light. Am I helping somebody here? There are people who will come to submit at your door. I am giving you a prophecy. You will not beg them again. They will use their own hand and say, sir, we want to serve your God. When are you going to church? We want to follow you to church.
Not because you told them to be born again, but because you have become a city that is set upon the mountain, and your glory is seen and cannot be hidden. I prophesy your competitors shall be silent by the name of Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy.
Sit down. Sit down. Some people say we are born again. We have been in the faith for 45 years, 75 years. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about glory. 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 The glory that made Herod on the throne not to be able to sleep, and said, "Who is that king that is born in Bethlehem of Judea? I need to know that child. I don't know what kind of child is that. I see the wise man. I see them going there. I am a king, but I'm losing my sleep." I'm talking about that kind of glory. That glory that makes Saul, he was on the throne, he had the leadership, but cannot sleep because of David. I am talking about that kind of glory that people will think they have arrived. They are threatened by your glory. They know what you carry. They know where you are going to. They know that you are a threat, because God has raised you up for a purpose. Sit down. Gossip me, it can't take my glory. Look me with bad eye, but score to you two back. Am I talking? It doesn't change anything.
Am I talking to somebody here? Because I am what I am by the grace of God. You can't take what God had put in me. Can I say this to some people here? You don't know why they are fighting you. It's your glory. The baby was in a manger, but the president of the country could not sleep. He was patrolling around. He was not in a peace of mind. He said, "No, no, no, no." He said, "I have a way." Thousands and millions of children were killed for one glory. You are the next glory of your generation. Among the seven stars of heaven, you will shine. You are coming out to shine. You are not just a nobody, but a glory.
Saul was on the throne. Let me tell you this kind of glory. You need to understand. He was a king. That's a monarchy system. If it's a military system, then a head of state. If it's a democracy, a president. So he was a president of a country. And a small boy became a threat to a sitting president. He was not in any political party. He was just a one-man show squad. And Saul used all his life to chase David in the wilderness. Do you know some of you here? God has raised you up, and your rising is becoming a distraction to some people who think they have arrived. They have left their assignment. They are pursuing you up and down, and they don't know that as they are pursuing you, their throne is vacant. Vacant for who? For you. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! Hey, I prophesy, you are taking over. Sit down.
Somebody said, "You like shouting." I said, "Nasoa, they shout from the beginning." Oh, Nasoa, they shout from the beginning. I And they say, and they shout, and that's why they shout, my life they better. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Hey! Hey! Somebody shot fire!
All of us cannot be coal. God raised up some coal pastors. Thank God for them. God now raised up some hot pastors like us. All of us cannot be what? Cold.
If you don't like cold food, turn to Champions Television and receive hot food. Hot one from the throne of grace. Hot one from the throne of grace. You don't serve a dead God. He's the same today, forever. He's alive. You can't stop what God has started. Somebody shot fire.
Are you ready? Verse what? Verse what? Eh? Verse 4. Lift up thy eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar. I love this one. Thy sons shall come from afar. There are people God have assigned for your destiny. Just lift up your head. They are coming from afar. This scripture God showed me 1999 when people were disappointing and breaking my heart. And the Lord said to me, son, don't look around you. The people I will send to your destiny, they are coming from afar. Have your loved ones around you failed you? It doesn't matter. Your sons are coming from afar. People that don't know you before. People that you have never done anything good to them. All they will come to do is just to submit gifts to your life. Somebody walked to this church last year, I will not forget, just came around and said, man of God, I came to see you. And I said, do I know you before? He said, I know you don't know me, but I know you, and I'm sent to you. And as I was talking, he just brought us his check booklet, wrote, tore it, gave it to me. And I said, what is this? He said, I'm sent to you, and that's all. And I said, where do you fellowship? He said, there's no need for that. I'm just sent to you, sir. When I wanted to question, the Lord said, keep quiet. He said, did you pray for breakthrough? I said, yes. He said, I brought it. So what is your problem? So what is your stress? And the check was a very fat check. Close your ear. I won't tell you then. No. When he left, I was thinking, maybe is this another way of? So I gave them, they went and paid. The thing clear. I screamed. That was when I started dancing. I said, God, so you can walk like this. Do you know up till today, I've never seen that person. He just came. I asked him, have you attended this church before? He said, no. I just love you. I know your ministry. And this all. He wrote and gave to me, and that's all. I left. You don't know this thing. It's called miracle. Supernatural event that disobeyed the natural law. What you cannot do, what I cannot do, but God can do, we can see. It's called miracle. Can I pray for you? You will receive help where you never labored from. If you are not saying amen, you are a witch. Sit down. Maka mala kosiaba. Have we read verse 5? Okay, let's go to verse 5. Quickly, verse 5.
Then thou shalt see and flow together, and the heart shall fear and be enlarged.
Your heart must be enlarged. Some of you have small heart. You don't have an enlarged heart. All you are thinking about is Gwari House, Gwari, Gwari House, Gwari, Gwari House, Gwari. Why? Let your heart, whatever are pure, whatever are holy, whatever are righteous, think on them. God gave you open check to ask for money. Say, Father God, whatever you want to do, if you can give me 100,000, we manage it. Someone say, enlarge heart. That means you can enlarge your vision from the smaller size to a bigger size. You cannot smaller size God. He's an oversized God. You cannot narrow him down. He's too big. Am I talking to somebody here? You need to enlarge your heart. Enlarge it. Enlarge it. See beyond where you are. Open your eyes and see beyond where you are. There's something about where you are and where you are about to go to. See beyond. Enlarge your heart. Am I talking to somebody else? If you have a flat, look for duplex. If you have duplex, look for more duplex. If you have more duplex, look for estates. Am I talking to somebody else? When we, as we're building the City of Wonder, somebody asked me, say, oh, why are you building the City of Wonder? This place is big enough. I say, see your life. Somebody went to the City of Wonder and saw the, how big the place is and said, man, but this thing is too big now. It should. You should have tried to shrink it small. I said, thank God, that's why God didn't send you. Am I talking to somebody here? There is a way you can see vision that some people around you, when they are around you, they become afraid. That's what happened to Joseph. Enlarge vision. The brother said, what nonsense? Here come the dreamer. He's coming again. He's always talking about 11 stars, sun and moon, bowing down before him. All our corn respecting him, bowing down before him. What does he mean? Shut up. What do you know? There are ways you see vision and enlarge your scope and everything in life that people with small vision run away from you.